Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That Liverpool performance today looked like one that had just like shackles off, and it was like they had the freedom and that pressure valve that we speak about had just been taken right down and gone, go on then, just enjoy yourselves. Is that how you saw it?
Absolutely. And do you know what? I was quite glad to see, because it has been tense the last couple of weeks. There's been an incredible amount of pressure. I felt, unfortunately, this season Liverpool have just not dealt with the pressure when it was really piled onto them. And we shown the cracks first before the other two teams, and is ultimately what has left us in this position. But Theo, with Champions League being secured, I feel like there's still so many good positives that we could take away from this season when you're considering, I think, from a lot of Liverpool fans' perspectives and probably the wider football and community's perspectives, this was a rebuild season in a lot of ways for Liverpool. So I think for the fact that Liverpool were able to rebuild in such a way where we've shown title credentials, obviously not the full credentials, but we've shown enough about us, as well as obviously reintegrating that midfield, some new standout players that have kind of stood up and kind of emerged themselves as you know, in and around that first team. I think there's still plenty to be able to take away from this. But in terms of the pressure being off and then what that enables us to do in terms of performances, it was really telling today, because the lads just felt like they was able to just play their footy again, play with their natural freedom about themselves. They didn't really feel too cagey. And I think maybe that's Tottenham playing into our hands a little bit. They're a team that we're always going to have, not necessarily close games with, but we're always going to have very good footballing games, because
they're open, aren't they, all the time?
Yeah, but it's one of them. I said it to stay on the watch along. They will play with so much confidence and you know, ability on the ball that it gives us the opportunity to say, all right, then you can have the ball and we'll nick it off you in the areas we want to take the ball off you. You know, we'll really press in the key areas of the pitch that give us the best chance to double up and apply the pressure. And I think that really fed into Liverpool's game plan this afternoon. And I think, you know, the start, or the starters that he chose, the Gakpos, the Harvey Elliott's, really vindicated his decision in the way that they played and performed today especially. So I was really pleased for the team, I was really pleased for Jurgen Klopp, for the fans. It just seemed like a perfect day at Anfield. The sun was shining, everybody seemed to be in a good mood before a ball was even kicked. And I think obviously when you have almost pretty much nothing else to play for, you can kind of just play with that freedom.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you mentioned like intensity there in the press, and that was definitely back. It was evident that we were much more at it in those departments, as well as having quality in possession too. You also mentioned, I wanted to pick you up on it, you mentioned the cracks started to show for Liverpool, obviously before Arsenal and Manchester City. You didn't name the names, but clearly that's who we're referring to. I wanted to ask you, before we move on to sort of the positivity around today and sending Klopp off, which I think is a big factor, we'll discuss that in a moment. I wanted to ask you, what do you put that down to? Do you think you mentioned the word rebuild, and rightfully so, because obviously this is a new look Liverpool side. Mm. There's a relative amount of inexperience in there. We've lost a lot of experience over the summer. We've obviously been here.
That was telling.
Henderson, Mill. And maybe that is it. And maybe the title race is the pressure that's meant these cracks have showed. Mm. Or, can I throw a different angle at you? Is it the Klopp factor that's meant these cracks have shown? Because the pressure and the intensity and everything around Liverpool ever since Klopp was announced it was going to go, and I'm not blaming him for this, by the way,
intensified,
but it heightened tenfold. So maybe it's the title race thing and the fact that they're doing it for Klopp. And I don't blame them. I'm not blaming Klopp or the players, because I get it. But do you think that has played into this a little bit?
I think both are, you know, probably equal. If I had to put a split on,
but
it,
City
probably,
and Arsenal don't have that.
They don't have that, but they still had the pressure to deal with, and you know, other, you know, commitments in terms of the Champions League. City still going for the FA Cup. So I think it was a case of there was definitely the pressure, and I think we was dealing with the pressure really well for large parts of the season. And I think the pressure was still there even when we refer back to, you know, the Chelsea game in the Carabao Cup final. That was a pressure situation going in, and it almost felt like Klopp had rolled the dice in the last 20 minutes of that game and was like, fuck it, there's a load more kids going on. Yeah. You know, I'm pleased at what I've seen, and that's enough, because in his head he probably thinks we've got enough juice to go for the other competitions this mm-hmm. season, and this can set us up quite nicely. But it just felt as though once the first real bloody nose happened, which to me was Old Trafford in the FA Cup. Once that happened, I think it became very real very quickly for a lot of these players that, oh shit, like this could all start to go sideways. And it was almost like a bit of a sliding door moment where you see, it's like a car crash, you see it everything happening, but you're just too close to it to really put the brakes on and stop the impact. And the disappointing thing for me more than anything else was the fact that, not necessarily the club thing, it was the mentality in those moments of that we've had so much adversity in a team that's so used to playing through adversity. It was the fact that we didn't have that little bit of nous. And I think that's where the experience comes into it for me of the likes of, you know, your Milners and your Hendersons from seasons gone past, where not necessarily just knowing how to win, but we're not getting beat. And we're not gonna, you know, ruin anything for ourselves. If a team is gonna, they're gonna have to be 10 out of 10 and get us on our worst day if they're going to take anything away from us. And I think there was just a couple of occasions where we let ourselves down and we added insult to our own injuries, really, and we made it worse for ourselves. And once that happened, it was kind of like reverting to the form of last season where you just go into the well that one time too many, and ultimately we didn't have enough in the tank to be able to do it. So definitely think pressure played a big part, but I also think in the Klopp factor, in those crucial moments when things don't go your way, I think in the back of their minds, they're all thinking, fucking hell, we've let the manager down there. How do we turn it round for him now? Instead of just focusing on the next game, everything's about an occasion that isn't played on football. Everything's about an occasion that is, you know, the manager leaving. And ultimately, we can't control that. The players have no control over that. All you can do is control what happens on the football pitch. But they took their eye off that a little bit for me. And I think that's where it really was there to our detriment.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
No, absolutely it was, yeah. And I make you right on that. And I think, like I say, because the emotion attached to the whole thing, and we felt like we were playing on emotion for large parts, and as you referenced there, we were getting by, and it was almost spurring us on. It was making us win games that we maybe shouldn't have won, you know what I mean? Yeah. But at some point, that maybe starts to unravel and catches up with you, because it's been so hard.
And I think at some point as well, other players, like for me, Liverpool season has felt like a baton race. There have been players that have been in a lot of in purple patches of form, and they've handed the baton over to the next man. The next man's come and taken on. It's happened in midfield. It happened with Szoboszlai. Passed it on to probably Endo. No, probably passed it on to Jones. Jones probably passed it on to Endo. Endo then probably passes it on to McAllister. And as a unit, we've only really needed one to be above the others. Mm-hmm. The others could play sixes and sevens. We've had one that's been at 8 and 9 most weeks, and that's been good enough. That's been enough. Likewise with the forwards, the most goals across the front line, unbelievable numbers, passing the baton on. it just felt like when the Thiago was a bit of a watershed moment, once we tried to pass the baton onto Thiago, and it all went tits up, and he plays 12 minutes, and then that's him done. And then Trent's still out, Alisson's still out, Szoboszlai's still out. It was like, all right, who have we really got to pass the baton onto now? Who is going to be able to really push us? Obviously, Mo not being back to his full best as soon as he came back really hampered our ability to do that. And I think in the moments that mattered most for Liverpool, when we needed a full complement of a squad that could really go shoulder to shoulder with Arsenal and City, it's just been lacking one or two ingredients to really take us over the line. And I think ultimately, coupled in with the pressure and the manager situation, I think the fitness of key individuals at the key point in the season has just gone against us.
Yeah, it's definitely cost us, no two ways about that. Bringing it back to today in a bit more detail then before we go on to the match itself, like, it's been mentioned, I think we had a similar sort of feeling heading into this game, that now there is very little to play for other than what feels quite significant, and that's sending Jurgen Klopp off in style. And that was definitely that today, wasn't it? Like, and it felt like, you know, players might have their own reason for wanting to play well, of course, you expect them to. But it did feel as though the players had a hunger to perform. Certainly Mohamed Salah, he falls into that category, given what's gone on in recent weeks with him. But across the board today, it felt like they all wanted to put a performance in, because they probably know they've not been good enough for quite a number of weeks now. And also, this is it. Like we've said numerous times down in recent weeks and months, that this is the final hurrah now. You are in the, you are staring
at you're in the end game.
Yeah, you're staring at the face of Klopp going. So now or never, beyond now or never. And listen, Liverpool put in a performance today that was befitting of sending Jurgen Klopp off in style.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, there's only a couple of home games left, so we really had to up the levels and give the fans something as well. The fans want to be able to send Jurgen Klopp off in the best way. They want to not be feeling like they need to leave the ground with a couple of minutes to spare and, you know, we'll be back next week for the last one and all that. Like, it's important. And at the end of the day, I think from a fan's perspective, looking at someone, you see there, and sometimes you've got players, you know, you think down the years, the Alonso's, their Couch, there's been so many other players that you could name that have been proper servants for the football club. We haven't had a manager probably since Rafa in my lifetime, really, that you think, you know, really has gone above and beyond and exceeded the expectations of fans. And Jurgen Klopp definitely falls into that category. He's given absolutely everything, and you've seen, you know, people say, oh, it's aged him and all the rest of it. That it's high, intense pressure, like, to come to a club the size of Liverpool with the fan base the size that we've got around the world, all eyes on us, and every single moment's going to be scrutinised and looked at with a magnifying glass. He's dealt with that pressure year on year, and he's delivered moments, memories, and silverware ultimately that are going to live long in everybody's memory in and around a football club. He's, you know, again, to coin his phrase, he's turned doubters into believers. And from that perspective, you look at it and you just think, what more can we do? You know, we've run our race. We've given it a good go. Everyone always says, you know, we always want to take, you know, Trent always says that we want to take at least away one trophy this season, right? Mission accomplished. We've done that. Got back into the Champions League after the disappointing season last season. We've done a rebuild. There have been so many facets that have gone into this season that Jurgen Klopp will still in isolation take a lot of pride and be proud of the work that's gone into this season for us. And I think the ultimate reward for that is knowing that your players are going to play up until the final whistle of the last game and absolutely give their all for you. And, you know, there are players on the pitch today that are just getting that freedom. You know, Gakpo getting the benefits of having a couple of games while he's been probably in his best form of the season. Harvey Elliott, another one who's definitely earned his spot in Liverpool's midfield, more importantly. And I think, you know, you mentioned Mohamed Salah again, probably not been in the best form, but I think his all-round performance today screamed of a guy with something to prove and a point to prove, to say, yeah, I've still got it. And, you know, if the new manager's looking in, probably thinking, all right, yeah, I can still get a tune out of him. There's still definitely, not necessarily room for improvement, but there's still definitely a world-class player in Mohamed Salah that I need to tap into and get the best out of. And the earlier I get the best out of Salah, the stronger my chances are of hitting the ground running as a Liverpool manager. And I just think he's coming into a team that is going to have so many of the parts there ready to go. It's plug and play almost. Jurgen Klopp didn't have that luxury. And I think my... one of my fondest or one of my biggest takeaways from Klopp's tenure, I've screamed it for a couple of seasons, not knowing that he was going, but if in the event that he was to go, just leave us in a better shape.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.